Alright, this is a quick update from the Everest trek, and I'm here with Monica.
Hi all. And this is not only a quick update, it's a very sunny update.
Extreme amounts of light, it's amazing. So we made our way through the Gokyo Valley over two passes that are both way over 17,000 feet, 5,300 meters. Renjo Pass and
Chola Pass.
And the Chola Pass. You can look them up. They are really amazing passes to get over them. The second one, the Chola Pass, had a big snowfield behind it that we had to cross, and quite a bit of adventure there, but lots of fun. Let me turn around a bit so the wind doesn't get into the microphone. So we are now at Gorek Shep. And Gorek Shep is, well, it's a bit of an outpost here. It's the last stop before two important landmarks here, one being Kalapatar, a smallish kind of peak at 5,660 meters roughly, and then obviously also it's the starting point if you want to get to Everest Base Camp.
Yeah, and as far as I am informed correctly, it was a former Everest Base Camp. They have moved that several times. I think that was according to the movement also of the glacier.
Glacier's kind of retreating over time, yeah.
So we have two former base camps here. The oldest one is Gorek Shep, and then there's a second one, and right behind that, then there's the actual Everest Base Camp.
The current one.
Yeah.
So Monica and I and a few other members of the group were taking a rest day today. Even though some have already been halfway up to Kalapatar, and Tilo actually has made it all the way up to Kalapatar to the summit. We did the Kalapatar thing 5 years ago, so yeah, it feels okay to just take it easy up here. We are at 5,100 and something meters in Gorek Shep, and that is actually quite high up. So
yeah, that's not a guarantee for good sleep.
No.
So the first half of the night is normally pretty good, but then the second half is something like a stop and go.
It is, so yeah. Breathing up here is not really the easiest thing to do, and if you fall asleep and you sleep deep, then your breathing reflex kind of gets a bit diminished, and that in conjunction with less oxygen. I think someone figured out that up here we have about 50% oxygen of what we would have at sea level.
Yeah.
So, that kind of explains why it's a bit harder to breathe up here. But it's still fun. So we're outside here, just taking a quick walk before lunch.
We're actually on the cricket field.
On the cricket field, yeah. There's this huge, between Kalapatar and Gorek Shep, there's this huge white sandy, yeah, almost like on a beach field that's perfectly flat. And back in 2009 was actually used to play a cricket match, even though for us, just walking up a few steps is already getting us completely out of breath. It's also used as a helipad, and it's what you have to cross to get to Kalapatar. And it is super bright. So my camera, let me just get it out here. I'm shooting at ISO 100 f8. At a 2/1000th of a second, so pretty much a lot of light. The sky is amazingly blue, no need for a polarizer or anything.
It's dark blue,
and up here, well, that can be explained because there are not many particles in the air. There's not much in the air to scatter the blue light, so you get more of the darkish part of the spectrum.
And Gorek Shep is one of the most interesting places I know to take panoramic pictures.
Uh-huh.
Because you have all those really high peaks surrounding you, actually.
We're literally surrounded by the world's highest mountains.
We're looking right now, I think this is Pumori.
Yeah.
And then we have Lhotse and Nupsi.
Yeah, and right in the front of our guest house, when we stand there, we can actually see the tip of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
So the world's highest peaks are gathered around us, and tomorrow morning we're gonna take a quick walk. Well, a slow
quick walk, yes.
A slow walk up Kalapatar, just halfway up, and from there we expect to see amazing mountain panorama that's actually nicer than from the base camp, because from Everest base camp you can't actually see Everest.
That's a pity.
Now, obviously, the part of the group who's now off to Everest base camp, they're doing a day trip there. It takes them about 4 hours to get there, another 4 hours to get back, and apparently base camp after the disaster that happened, it's pretty much empty, so it's a bit of a ghost town. Yeah. Most of the tents have been removed. There are apparently a few still up there for, I think there are two private expeditions trying to get up there without help of the Sherpas, and it's a bit of a sad story, but I'm still kind of looking forward to what these guys have to tell about it. And there has been a lot of discussion about this whole thing on this trek, because it's pretty much everywhere, and all the Sherpas know someone or have a relative or a friend who was in some way touched by this event. So we kind of expect things to change in the future up here. That's I think the consensus. Yeah. That you hear, that people say can't stay like that, this has to change. So we'll have to see. But we're up here. We're still far from where the climbers are, or the climbers used to be. And I guess that's it for an update right now. I hope to get it out. Wi-Fi up here is a bit of an adventure. Maybe I'll get it out a bit later, but I'll try to send this out to you as soon as I can. So that was it for now from Gorek Shep, the former Everest Base Camp. And happy shooting.
Happy shooting.
And go out and take great pictures.